The recent Capital Pride Festival was notable less for the annual celebration of LGBTQ people and their supporters than for the protests that got in their way. Gay activists with the umbrella group No Justice, No Pride blocked the parade route and loudly shouted their demands. I'm Armando Truhl, senior reporter with WAMU. It looks like this schism in the local LGBTQ community may linger long after the parade has ended.
No justice, no pride! No justice, no pride!
Several hundred gay protesters blocked the D.C. Capitol Pride parade route for hours. It was a jarring display of discord among a gay community that routinely uses the word family to embrace all its members. On this day, the family was airing out its dirty laundry very publicly.
It's important to have pride celebrations be this form of resistance, because this is our history.
Maria Alejandra helped organize the No Justice, No Pride protest. She says D.C. Capitol Pride has become too complacent, so expect the resistance along with the airing of dirty laundry to continue. Emilia Tallarico is also with No Justice, No Pride.
There's no way we're stopping. We're going to keep going until we get our demands met.
Those demands include banning corporations and law enforcement agencies from D.C. Gay Pride. Protesters say those entities exploit and oppress people of color. Ryan Boss is the executive director of Capital Pride. He says that corporate sponsors are among the most gay-friendly workplaces in America and have supported gay issues such as same-sex marriage. Boss says D.C. Capital Pride is taking protesters' concerns seriously and considering whether to vet sponsors on other matters such as corporate responsibility.
We are committed as an organization to continue to look into this.
But it's not clear how diverse those looking into the issue will be. 20 out of 26 people on the Capital Pride board and staff are white, and 14 of those are men. In a region where nearly half the population is African American and Latino, there are just 4 blacks, 2 Latinos, and 1 trans woman in leadership spots. That's another sore point with No Justice, No Pride, says Maria Alejandra, the Latina Gen Xer.
We don't see ourselves in this pride celebration. You talk about pride in a very closed mindset.
D.C. Capitol Pride organizers say they're working to address this lack of diversity.
We define our own history and we don't allow others to define our history for us.
Chuck Goldfarb heads the Rainbow History Project. It's collected hundreds of documents and oral histories about the region's gay communities. It's a history that includes a pattern of discrimination and division between rich whites and low-income blacks in places such as bars or during the AIDS epidemic.
There clearly were ongoing racial issues within the community and a lack of openness and sensitivity within a lot of the gay organizations.
That's why Goldfarb, who's lived in the city since 1975, is not surprised by this latest disagreement involving race, class, gender, and leadership within the district's gay communities.
There are going to be some people who are more politically radical and appropriately are trying to push the community towards a more progressive overall agenda.
He says, like with past conflicts, there will ultimately be some type of resolution. And like most cases, it won't totally please everyone.
The fact that this is so polarizing is because for the first time in a long time, we're making ourselves heard.
That's Emilia Tallarico. She says No Justice, No Pride will continue making itself heard by targeting other large institutions of power, both gay and straight, over the coming weeks. For WAMU, I'm Armando Truhl.